I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Glory to the newborn king, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second festive episode of the Football Ramble. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Vidushan Hantharaja.
Dubba-dubba-dum-dum-dubba-dubba-dum-dubba-dum. You go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know how it goes.
Welcome, everybody.
Two hosts on the same show. What could go wrong?
This is great.
This is very great.
We've got a host each, Fish.
What have you brought? What
can
you
I hang out with you, Jim?
Yeah, we can do our own podcast in the gaps.
Oh, what a wonderful start to this second Christmas episode of the Football Ramble. Lovely to have you all here. It's Christmas time, Jim. Are you excited?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get loads of stuff. It's going to be brilliant.
You still
get loads of stuff?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm a child. It's brilliant. Eat loads of food. Drink too much.
You're a child.
Talk about Brexit.
And you're bigger than the other children, so you can get their presents as well.
Exactly.
Smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your brother's harder than you, though, isn't he?
Probably is, yeah.
Do you mean steal
them? He would definitely deck me. Yeah.
Like Vish, your brother's harder than you.
Wait, hang on, what?
Guys.
Your brother's harder than you, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about 6 foot.
Right, that's annoying.
Is he
older or... he's taller and broader than me, yeah.
And you're older, quite broad. You're looking quite hunky, Vish.
Sorry?
Is he older than you or younger than you?
No, he's younger than me, yeah.
It's cool how you can just have two separate conversations when there's four people on the run.
What would you like to say, Kate?
I just thought we could just have two in tandem.
Yeah, just vibe it. What about you, Kate? What do you do at Christmas that other people may not know of?
I don't have a brother, but if I did, I'd be harder than him, I reckon.
Yes?
Yeah.
But any Christmas traditions where people go, my goodness, I can't believe Kate does that?
Ooh.
Tell us something your mother doesn't know. Careful. Vish.
Taste of anti-COVID spray.
Yeah. Because for those who can't see, Kate just bit the microphone.
Yeah.
And it's now fallen off in her hands.
Just like that England fan.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Football Ramble of Christmas, everybody. I'm just getting to spit on my mic till wet.
What about
now.
You, Vish, aka Lord Binger?
Yeah, there'll be some binging. Looking forward to it. It's my mum's birthday on Christmas Day.
Oh, nice.
So we have a lot of the family around. We eat a lot of food. Mm-hmm. Some of it's Sri Lankan. Some of it is...
What's the Sri Lankan stuff you're going to have?
Kind of belt and braces Sri Lankan food, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have idiyappam, which
hoppers.
Is this... you also have hoppers as well.
Those idiyappam...
I didn't expect that, Jim, to be honest.
String hoppers. Mm-hmm. We also have our interpretation of turkey, which for the last... nearly 30 years has, for some reason, always included Yorkshire puddings. And it was only when I was at university where I was telling someone about my the Christmas dinner I was about to have. And they were like, you don't have Christmas. You don't have Yorkshire pudding at Christmas, mate.
There's always something in every family where people think that's mad, isn't there? See, I think that's perfectly reasonable just because
I thought
Christmas
it's a roast,
and they're
it?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just like it's a trussed up roast, isn't it, really?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think Yorkshire puddings are completely acceptable. Well, is that controversial to either of you, having Yorkshire puddings with
would
a Christmas
you have a
dinner?
If you had no, it's chicken, not. If you had a chicken roast dinner, would you have a Yorkshire pudding with that?
Yeah, I think so.
So it makes perfect sense.
Don't you have a Yorkshire pudding with any roast, though?
Yeah, because turkey's can. Just a big chicken, isn't it?
Well, turkey's a drier chicken.
I know.
Well, I don't. It goes back to the.
Brine your turkey, mate. Brine your turkey.
Brighten it.
Brine it.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be so dry, yeah.
I thought it was. Or put Coca Cola on it, like gammon.
What?
Yeah. Does that work?
Is that not a thing?
Do you mean this? Does, it sounds like a thing, doesn't
it? No, I don't think when gammon. You serve it up, you just pour a can of Coke.
I think
that'll do it.
Yeah,
I think you shove it in a whole load of Coca Cola.
Mm-hmm. I hate Coca Cola.
I'm no expert.
Look
but
what it does to
taste
teeth.
Like Coca Cola. I think maybe it cleans it. I don't know.
Do you ever do that at school when you
fish
put your teeth?
Gammon, don't you, mate?
Do you ever do that at school with the teeth and Coca Cola? Ever do that? Anybody do
what,
that?
What were you? You put a tooth in a glass of Coke and then it explodes.
Did you go to school with?
I don't know how they got the tooth. By the way,
yeah. Did you go to school with a lot of old people?
Must have done. Mm. Must have done. Old Toothless Tony was always good for that.
Get the dentures out.
Jim, what's on your Christmas table food-wise that could shock listeners?
I don't think anything particularly shocking. I have a quite controversial opinion, which is that I hate Brussels sprouts.
That's like the most uncontroversial
but
opinion
I don't
in the world.
Think...
You hate racists as well, don't you?
I hate what, sorry?
Racists as well.
Yeah, can't stand it. Why can't we just get along? I don't think they're food, though. I think they've been miscategorised. I think that is some sort of poisonous plant.
No, they're little cabbages, aren't they?
Essentially, yeah. Well, I say
cute.
Controversial because people get annoyed about it.
Vish, let's go back to the Sri Lankan food, shall we? if we may. So, what about dessert?
Dessert is always an interesting one. Well, it's just birthday cake.
Yeah,
because it's my mum's birthday
and Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, so we get the best of both worlds, really.
I see.
Because you have the roast element of it that me and my brother really push so that we can have, you know, we have an excuse to have a roast while other people come round and are eating various different shorties and Sri Lankan foods, and then we have cake at the end.
Yeah.
So as a day, it's like the best meal as well.
Dessert is always a bit of an issue, I think, at Christmas because you're so full by then that like you are eating for the sake of it at that point.
Mm.
So you don't necessarily enjoy it as much as you otherwise might.
I take this Christmas jumper off yet? It's really bloody hot in here.
You can do what you like. Yeah. It's your Christmas
Thank you. Okay. Oh, thanks.
I'd imagine, Kate, that you're a big fan of a Christmas hamper.
A Christmas hamper? Mm. I don't really see hampers. Oh, okay. I think of hampers as more of a picnic thing.
Do you?
Yeah,
I suppose so. But
after
a
day punting or something.
I punt.
Quite a good punter. Just now as mentioned, I'm actually an exceptional punter.
How?
I can't swim, though.
You've got to be really good.
Yes, exactly.
Jeff
is
very high.
So,
you can't swim.
Yeah, no, I can't swim, yeah.
Because he's too ripped. Nah.
Too heavy.
Yes. I'm just walking along the bed of the river.
But lucky you can breathe underwater. Yeah.
I know, every now and then, look, it's Jim.
Uh-huh. The gills come in handy.
He walks on top of it for Christmas, though, don't you?
Yeah, well, you have to, don't you?
Uh-huh. Did you hear in 2014, Sam Allardyce and Andy Carroll were in charge of Christmas proceedings when they were a force to be reckoned with. They were caught in a scam after trying to buy cut-price Fortnum & Mason hampers.
I've got to say that's the best. I think that might be the best segue you've ever done on the Ramble.
Yeah, well, they were offered hampers and Harrods champagne by a fraudster. I love it when someone's described as a fraudster because I think of a spiv.
Yes.
This was at West Ham's Essex training ground. So all the ingredients for a good old spiv tale. They paid £11,000 but never received anything.
I love this so much, the idea that just at West Ham's training ground, there's just loads of Essex-y geezers knocking, like dodgy blokes knocking around. Like you say, a spiv, there's a pearly king over there.
Yes.
How are these people in there?
I know.
Like, how is there someone selling fucking Christmas hampers in their training ground?
But if you
let anyone in.
But if you're going to sell it to anybody, it would be Andy Carroll, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many hampers do you reckon £11,000 are supposed to be?
Yeah, that's
some of them are bloody expensive.
They're pricey, right. But yeah, it's more than two, isn't it?
Mm.
Maybe it was just a Fortnum & Mason salt-based steak inside the hamper, and that was it. That and a bit of tinsel.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
gold tinsel.
Is that not what he puts on them anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. 11th, yeah. It could, you know, it could be worse, though, at Christmas, because apparently Duncan Ferguson reportedly tried to buy a live llama for Nobby Solano when he got him for Secret Santa.
I got an alpaca for Christmas once.
What?
An actual alpaca?
Are you joking? Sorry. What?
Wrapped?
No, you wouldn't wrap an alpaca. Come on, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, but you would, surely, you would get one as a present.
You would get one as a gift, yeah. What? Who bought you an alpaca?
My dad.
So it's like an adopted one, or does it still live with you?
Well,
it's not in your flat, is it?
No, that would be difficult, wouldn't it?
Very.
The thing about alpacas is they're better as a gift, because llamas spit further, don't they? Whereas alpacas are a bit more manageable.
That's true.
And quite soft, and you can get, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because then you can get alpaca socks, alpaca jumpers,
alpaca
you
meat.
Can alpaca
I've had it.
It was my pet.
In Nobby Solano's country.
Do you still see it?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Where is he?
I think, unfortunately, my dad's ex has him.
Where is he?
In Cambridge. If you want to go visit the alpaca.
Is that the right climate for alpacas?
Hang about.
Because alpacas are cold. They have nice warm coats. Cold is good.
Peterborough and Stilton. Are they in Cambridgeshire?
I wonder if they might be in Northamptonshire, but I wouldn't be the expert on that, despite you.
Because I've been to an alpaca farm around that neck of the woods.
They were just in a field, though. It wasn't a specific alpaca farm.
Okay.
Is that a deliberate pun on them having massive necks?
No, I have.
Right.
They're genuine. Everything
I've
said,
I've enjoyed it.
Long necks.
Yeah. I may well have seen your alpaca.
I think so. He wasn't very friendly. His name was Professor Sir Arthur Stamp.
For fuck's sake.
The gift I'm giving.
Let me move on. Let me move on.
The gift I'm giving to all of you this Christmas.
Let me move on.
Is to feel like you can mock and deride me for the rest of the year, and I've earned it.
I appreciate
that. What was his name again?
Come on, let's have it out.
Professor Sir Arthur Stamp. It's a teachable moment, actually, because obviously important to know if someone is both a professor and a sir.
And a sir,
which way round.
How many of those can you go? Professor, sir, doctor?
Yeah. It was a teachable moment. A friend of mine once met someone who had a dog called Lady Midnight.
Oh,
nice. I quite like that.
No, I don't. It's stupid.
Why?
It's because it's just ridiculous. You can't shout that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
Lady Midnight! Oh,
it's too many syllables, do you think, as well?
Far too many.
Quite apart from the comp.
You should call a dog Steve. Just one syllable.
I'm very much a two-syllable person for a dog, particularly whippets.
Henry.
Whippets are the family.
So the human dog name thing is going a bit far, isn't it? I was in Clissold Park a little while ago, and this dog ran out of the park, and this guy, like, chased him and was going, Elliot! Like, oh, come on.
Mark Ruffalo is a good name, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Didn't
similarly, Chairman Meow for a cat.
That was David Baddiel's cat, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, Frank's going to call
there
it
you
Chairman
go.
Meow. You see,
I didn't know that.
There we are. There we are, everybody. Could I bring something to the table,
please? Turkey.
We go to Lapland, the home of Father Christmas. Apparently, there is a team in Lapland called FC Santa Claus, which makes sense, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's Christmas all year round.
It's like they know their selling point. Good on them.
Very true, very true. They ply their trade in the sixth tier of Finnish football, which must be a hell of a standard. It's 8 kilometres from the Arctic Circle, so very close to Santa's place of residence. Their crest is a picture of Santa, of course, and their manager is called Ralph Wunderlich. It just, I don't know whether that was deep old in there, but he's been a coach for 22 years and was headhunted in 2020.
This does sound like the sort of plot of a terrible Netflix Christmas movie, isn't it?
It does.
Wunderlich. Played by Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Big Tim.
Is that good lick? Wonderful lick? Is that what it means?
Wunderlich. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Strange. Yeah. Wonderful.
Big licks.
Wonderful tongue.
Is that what it means?
Big
Ralph,
licks.
Ralph Big Licks.
Ralph Big Licks.
Yeah, I don't know if lich means that.
No.
Would it love?
I don't know.
Well, he was very pleased to get the appointment. He said, "For me, it is very important people realise that it is not just FC Santa Claus in a name, but the whole spirit of Santa and values around Christmas."
That is so lovely,
isn't it, Kate?
Oh, it's fine when it's fine when he says it, but suddenly, oh, it's Manchester United, and you shit all over that, don't you? The spirit of Santa Claus.
Well, let me go on because
they've won the Champions League.
Because Ralph Rangnick Wunderlich said, "When I was here the first time, Santa walked up to me and said my name. Even though I am an adult, I was like, wow, Santa Claus said my name. It gave me such a good feeling."
My God.
So Santa does exist. Ralph's seen him.
Would he park his sleigh in Santa Claus's
bay
spot?
Absolutely not, surely.
No, he shouldn't. Yeah.
Surely not. No.
Yeah, that's very true.
So we don't know that Santa Claus has involved himself in the coaching, though.
Is he not
he's
allowed
got stuff
to
on as he's busy?
Is this like the PI? Is this like the Saudi Public Investment Fund? Is he not allowed to be
involved?
No, this is the elves. The elves take care of it. I don't.
The elves investment fund own the club.
No, totally nothing to do with it.
How about that? Well, there we are. So there is an FC Santa Claus, which is terribly exciting, I think.
Can we pull the crackers before the break?
Do you want to pull the crackers?
Can we?
Come on then.
It's a great audio feature. This. Go on, let's pull the crackers.
We didn't do the crossing the arms thing.
Yes.
Don't worry.
We get it again.
There you are. You got two.
Me and Marcus pulled two crackers, and I won them both.
Well done, you.
Is that a metaphor?
You're the only cracker.
No, I think it's fact.
There you go.
I've got a joke.
Much.
I'm going to read my joke.
Lovely
read it out, Brovnik.
Oh, and this relates to the stuff we were just talking about there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Santa ride his sleigh?
Not enough snow.
Too pissed.
It's not
too much sherry.
Factual question, is it? Not enough snow.
The reindeers were on strike.
No.
Rudolph.
Why wouldn't Santa ride a sleigh?
COVID.
For elf and safety reasons.
Hey!
Even in Lapland, you can't do anything nowadays,
bloody
can you?
PC combat.
This is good. This is one that crosses a number of. Oh no, actually, I don't know. What do vampires sing on New Year's Eve?
Old Fang Syne.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
This is a man who's worked on the comedy circuit.
He has. Bloody hell he has.
Congratulations.
Right, let's have a quick break, and after which we're going to play a big old game.
Yay.
See you in a moment.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
We're Not Fucking Historians is the show all about Irish history, where Shane Todd and Hazel Hayes bring you a few facts and plenty of crack. This month saw their most important episode yet, the history of Ireland's favourite malty beverage.
That's where he's got the brewery, St. James's Gate. He took out a 9,000-year lease.
In the year 10,000, that's going to be a sad day for Guinness when they're booted out.
10,759 AD.
Heineken just come in and go, finally we've got it.
On Tuesday, they're reflecting on their own festive traditions and a few things you might not know about the Emerald Isle's Christmas connections.
There is apparently mounting evidence that St. Nicholas of Myra, who inspired the legend of Santa, is buried in County Kilkenny. It's actually on private land, so they don't allow visitors.
I don't think it's a great one to sell to kids. Can we go to Disneyland? No, come on, I'll take you to where Santa's buried.
So come on in and get involved. Search We're Not Historians. That's We're Not Historians wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Mr. Ronan does. Can he play a colleague through? It's Jacob Murphy. Brilliant. Murphy 101. Jacob Murphy to win it.
Welcome back, everybody. There are things being thrown around the studio. Yeah. It's all terribly unprofessional at the moment. My head is too big for the hat.
Oh, same as mine as well.
That's fine, just balance it.
I have to rest about the beret.
I prefer a Christmas beret. Right, everybody, it's time for Denver Barticulate.
I haven't got any syrup for you, so I hope you'll accept it. Have you had your syrup today?
Yes, I do. I do, I have to.
You won't score unless you have your syrup.
Cheers, Jeff.
Deary me, Denver Barticulate. That's why it's called Denver Barticulate and not Joe Harticulate. if you what am I doing? I'm getting something stuck on me. So the rules to articulate, everybody. We're in two teams. It's going to be Jim and Vish versus Kate and myself. And of course, when one person is describing certain things, whether it's a football moment, a football person, the other person has to guess. You may have heard this on episode one.
Very similar to the game Articulate.
Indeed, Jim, which some
How
people...
How did you unpack that?
Which some people needed to be explained to.
Indeed.
I'm just not very good at Articulate.
Well, don't worry. Maybe you'll be good at Denver Barticulate, which is an entirely different game with the same rules.
Got it.
Okay. Who would go first? I think Vish should go first.
Does that mean I'm doing the answer? I'm asking the questions, or
yes. So okay, you're answering the questions. Right. I'm going to have to try and work out what the hell you're on about.
Oh right, okay. So I'm going to do.
Can you not impersonate my mum, please?
Oh Kate, what are you doing? Play more heavy metal.
Where's your alpaca?
Up the Villa Mason.
Kate, Professor Lord Stampy's made a right horrible mess in the kitchen.
Right, before we dishonour Kate's mum anymore, you've got 30 seconds, by the way. Each round is 30 seconds. So you have to... what have you got? What's your category?
So my category is people.
People. You've got 30 seconds to describe as many people to Jim Campbell. On the buzzer, there's a jingle, so behave yourself. Right. And when you hear the crowd, then time is up. All right, fire away.
George Weah's cousin.
Ali Dia.
Brilliant. former Blackpool manager, also QPR, very
Ian Holloway.
Yeah. Burglars broke into his house
and he
beat the shit out of him. Yeah. Next one. Chelsea striker, Dutch, double barrel name.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
That's a very good.
Well played.
Yes. Well played. Next one. And it's live.
Martin Tyler.
Yeah. Hard penalty with his left foot.
Go.
Stuart Pearce.
Yeah.
Well done.
Did we get that?
Do we get? We don't get Stuart Pearce.
I've started, so I'll finish. Why not?
So what? So
that's five. The referee.
Four, five.
Says five. That's a very good round. I was very impressed.
Do we alternate or do?
Yeah. Should we do Kate first?
Shall I? So I do you.
Do you want to describe?
Sorry, I'm just gonna settle in for the shambles. Go on.
Mother, that was a very good round.
I can't believe you're allowing this, because confidence.
I'm not the
really
referee.
Important.
Producer Charlie's the referee. My hands are tied.
I can't believe you're allowing this, Producer Charlie.
Oi, come on,
it hasn't even started.
Careful, he might play the jingle, and then you'll be
right. Okay, so my topic.
Yes, topic.
If you like.
I do like. I need to know.
I'm sorry, Marcus. Yes, I'm telling you. Are we ready?
What's the topic?
The topic is object.
Oh right, okay. Right.
It's where you get the football scores from back in the olden days.
Teletext.
It's the thing that the referees look at when they're trying to decide whether they should have given a penalty or not.
VAR.
Yeah. Jim hates them. They go to England games. Oh, bollocks.
Oh, okay. The band.
Sorry.
You said
Newcastle player, who's their best player, wears it.
Alan Saint-Maximin.
But it's an object. He wears.
Oh, headband.
Thank it.
I thought we were doing people.
I'll do this one. It's a bit where
it's gone.
Whose side are you on?
I'm not. It's the referee's decision.
All right, but it was the best one. Oh, three really.
That's
it's the
all right.
Bit
that
was where the ball goes into the
Don't
goal and it gets stuck there.
You can't keep
it's
doing this.
It's the coolest.
Oh, seats. Okay. Okay, that was very good.
Yeah,
they had an exceptional round, but we had a good round.
It was only three, though. I kept getting them all the bits of paper.
Don't worry about it.
Fingers.
It's okay. It's Christmas.
A flair.
Jim Campbell is
Don't
up
keep
now.
Going through them. We might need to do some
sorry.
Of them later.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. Jim, what was that one?
You're up now, I believe.
I'm up now. Okay, so we've got actions here. Are we ready to go?
No.
So when you sort of shield the ball...
shepherding?
Sort of like that, but obstructing a bit more. It's a very, very
pass,
annoying...
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
Pass.
Good. Having a go at someone in a... having a go at the referee.
Remonstrating with the referee.
Sort of...
complaining to the referee.
Sort of, another word for the same thing.
Protesting.
Sort of, again, but like in a more aggressive way, telling someone off, giving them a dressing down.
Pass.
You would do it with an orange.
Peel?
Yeah.
Peel away at the back post, is that...
I don't think they got one, did they?
We didn't get any. That's
got
shit.
Got one there, got peeling, didn't we? What was,
it was on the card? It finished already.
What was on the card?
Peeling.
Oh, okay.
It finished. The noise was
said peeling.
I heard a ding. I heard one ding, for sure. These are really hard. Yeah, so I don't think I was very good.
That was tough.
So, Vish, how are you feeling after that, then?
No, very good. You know you've got to answer these ones now, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, I'm ready. I thought we got more than three anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
You didn't know. So that's kind of
okay.
Right, Kate.
I know
enough.
Arguing with the rules is boring.
Focus on me.
But
these are football.
People have started shouting.
Kate, football moments now.
Dude, we definitely got four.
Kate.
No, you
didn't. We got three.
Oh, fuck.
Kate.
Focus.
These are moments, standout moments that happened in football, okay? Standout moments, okay? So it won't be like, oh, Ronaldo's second against Arsenal the other week.
No,
okay, proper standout moments,
all
right?
For many people, that's big.
Crazy moments in football. Right.
Is it from the season or generally?
Generally. Okay. Throughout history.
Okay. I don't think you have the facility.
Sorry,
I don't think I do either.
How is Charlie and Vish also nagging me? This is tough. Marcus has already flicked through 10. This is not a good sign.
What? Right, are you ready?
Ready.
Right. A goal for Sunderland against Liverpool at the Stadium of Light, and it was deflected. No, okay, pass. Spanish goalkeeper for Chelsea, League Cup final, Sarri.
Oh my God, this is so hard.
Okay.
Sorry. You mean he wouldn't come off?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
That's fine.
Oh, Kepa. Sorry, I need the name. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
that's a moment.
Oh my goodness. West Ham striker. Was going to...
Oh, shit.
That is ridiculous.
It's a hard game, right?
Moments in football. Yesterday's moments in football were Maradona's handball.
Yeah.
I've got Darren Bent scores with the deflected beach ball.
Sorry,
and Mikel Antonio...
Oh, the fucking beach... Did you say the... Oh, you couldn't say the beach ball?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, that's so... I was like, who is it coming off? Fuck.
Don't worry, you got one.
Thank you.
We got one's better than none, as they say.
I nearly didn't say the bloody player.
Right, what are the scores? We've got four, and you boys.
I think we've got six. Do we? Yeah.
You've got six. So okay.
Do we do another round, or do we just?
We've
give
got
up?
Another round. Vish, pick
people
up your
again.
Cards. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People again. Midfielder, played for Leicester City, very annoying, does a lot of shows with Jules Breach.
Robbie Savage.
That's it, yeah. Marcus's favourite person in the world. England manager.
Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Yeah. He's loving angels instead.
Robbie Williams?
Yeah, don't know why he's there.
Hey!
It's only Arsenal midfielder who scored against Chelsea. It's only...
Ray Parlour.
Yeah. Next one, Liverpool midfielder, plays for England.
Stop.
Good round. That should get you over the line.
Robbie Williams in there.
Yeah, did Robbie Williams get in there?
Scam.
Oh. Imagine if I didn't think that quickly. Yeah. How the fuck would I explain that?
He plays in Soccer 8, that'll be worse. Yeah. Counts. Oh, all counts.
Dear. Yeah, that's it, you see.
All right, then.
Well, it's Jonathan
Was he not involved in a World Cup song? Maybe.
Oh, I suppose he's on FIFA 99,
isn't he? Oh, yeah, he opened the World Cup in 2018 instead of Childish Gambino that time.
Do we get a point for that?
No, we don't get a point for one of their answers. Right, okay.
Okay, let's do this. We're going back to objects.
Objects.
Man at the Euros final shoved it up his arse.
Oh, firework, flare.
People are trying to make like trophies into these things. Pete's sort of a bit obsessed with them.
NFTs.
Very good. That's very difficult. You lie down behind a wall when you're taking a free kick. Who are you? What are you?
Oh, a doorstop.
Come on, Marcus. What are you doing? It's
a
like
a draft excluder.
Yes, well done, mate. Yeah. Sometimes picks up swearing. Damn it.
Well done. Sorry about that. That was tough. Tough, blind.
I like the way you got NFT because you just mentioned Pete.
Halfway through, I suddenly realised I completely fucked that up trying to describe what it was. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, exhausting.
Well done, Kate. That was very good.
Well done, Marcus.
Very good. Although I fear that.
Where did doorstop come from?
It's door related,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking something that goes under the door.
Damn it. Yeah, I should have. Yeah, it was actually.
You described it well. We got the point.
Okay.
Jim Campbell.
There's a lot of pressure on here because these ones are really hard.
Yeah, this is really annoying.
Right, so we're going back with action. Are we ready? Okay. Getting between someone passing to someone from their own.
Interception?
Yes. Yep. Yes, Fish. That's so good. The things are stuck. Jose Mourinho introduced the term. It's about using a mode of transport to shore up
parking
your
the
defense.
Bus?
Yes.
Yep.
Very good.
It's happened to David Seaman loads of times.
Lobbed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And getting in the way of something. It would be it's a
deflection.
Stopping.
Blocking.
What is
obstruction.
It?
Obstruction.
Oh, yeah. Obstruction.
Nice.
Blocking was one earlier, actually.
I think we're fucked.
Well, let's have a go. Let's have a go. We're well behind, but we can get a bit of respectability on the scoreline, and that's what we're going to do right now. Chelsea won the Champions League, but their captain couldn't play. But what did he do, though, during the photo
John
shoot?
John Terry, yeah, dressed in the outfit.
That'll do. semi-final in their own country, and they got hammered by...
semi-final in their own country?
The hosts got hammered in South America in the semi-final by a European...
Oh, I'm with you, sorry. So you're talking about the World Cup, you're talking about... Brazil being beaten by Germany.
Yes, exactly.
Jesus Christ, my brain works slowly.
Sorry, I didn't give you much. It's tough, this.
Yeah.
It's very
all right,
tough.
Well, thanks, teammate.
But it was enough for second place.
Yes!
Silver medal. How about that? How do you feel with the gold?
Absolutely wiped the floor with them, didn't
you? Yeah, well, you got 13 and we got 9.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually better than I thought.
Not too bad.
And it was still really bad.
Oh, dearie me. Well, there we are. There we are, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to this absolute shambles.
This is what Christmas should be about.
Exactly.
It should be about arguments. It should be about antagonism. It should be hatred.
We must fighting about the rules.
Fighting about the rules. Kate losing out. This is what Christmas is about.
Exactly. Religion aside, that's what Christmas is all about.
It's a team game, Christmas. Even though you've fucked with my representation of Christmas. It's a team. We're all a team coming together
Christmas
to try and make things
game.
Festive.
We are.
And it's nice that the listeners are coming together with us.
Absolutely right. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. Tomorrow, we'll be releasing an end-of-year best-of episode featuring some of our favourite moments from another mad old year of the Ramble. I hope you enjoy that. We'll be back with a few rambles next week and we'll return with our full schedule in 2022. Which is a World Cup year! A Qatar World Cup year! Come on! Hey, Richard Keys all round, everybody. Have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks,
happy
Jimmy.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Thanks, Vichy. Thanks,
you
Katie.
Filthy animals.
We love you.
Christmas! Does he say it like that?
It's coming home. It's coming.
Christmas is coming home. Bit too
sure.
Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom,
I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.